Merry Christmas. Yes, it is. Sixth day, tick-tock. Pardon? Yes, indeed. We could go into great depth with the prologue of John's Gospel. We could talk about the ontological, eschatological, and theological implications of the most important passage in Scripture, and it is, for it reveals who truly Jesus was, the incarnate, effectual Word made flesh that dwelt among us. And we could spend many deep moments exploring and probing those depths of truth, of grace, of glory, and of love. But you don't want to hear that this morning. Nah, you don't. What you want to hear this morning is the real 12 days of Christmas. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Because many people have put their things away. I was very saddened. We had some people on our block who did magnificent displays. I mean, wrapped their trees and had the reindeer on the roof and the whole glitter thing going on. And about 24 hours after Christmas, it was all gone, done, and down. But it's not for us. I heard someone in the choir who will remain nameless say, it's over. No, it's not. It's not over. We're only halfway there. So today is the sixth day of Christmas. And I thought, again, it would be fun. And there's some theological wisdom and some biblical wisdom in this as well. So the real 12 days of Christmas, there actually are stories behind them. And back in the 16th century, when there was great upheaval in the church in Europe and in England and on the continent, there were changes of theological positions and various things. And just as, if you didn't know, you should, many of the fairy tales, Grimm's and others, were stories and things that talked about political things that happened, the 12 days of Christmas talk about matters of faith and things about the church that people still wanted to teach their children but couldn't do so openly because of the shift in theological and biblical winds and that sort of thing. So there actually is true meaning to the 12 days of Christmas. And I thought it would be fun for us, as a reminder that we're only halfway through, that we're still in Christmastide. And so, as you know, it begins, on the first day of Christmas, my true love, and it continues, on the second day of Christmas, my true love, on the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. And who is the true love? God the Father gave us Jesus, right? God, so we're being big picture now, God the Father. So on the first day of Christmas, second, third, fourth, fifth, my true love gave to me, and God is our true love, right? He loves us to the end, and God is love. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me a partridge in a pear tree. The first gift of Christmas, the song, is a partridge, a small bird similar to a quail or grouse. The original gift of Christmas is Jesus, sent to earth from God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. The partridge was also known as a valiant bird, willing to fight to the death in order to defend its young. The bird's readiness to die for its young made it an ancient Christian symbol of Christ. And the pear tree represents the cross. Ah, yes. On the second day of Christmas, my true love gave to me two turtle doves. For hundreds of years, Jewish families used turtle doves as offerings to God. The gift of two turtle doves is a reminder of the sacrifice offered for Jesus by Mary and Joseph in the temple when he was 40 days old, and they took him to Jerusalem. They brought a sacrifice of two turtle doves, as was required by law. On the third day of Christmas, my true love gave to me three French hens. French hens were valuable poultry during the 16th century. Only the rich could afford them. These costly birds symbolize the three valuable gifts given to Jesus by the wise men, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Gold was the most precious metal of all. Frankincense and myrrh were expensive spices and used as incense and for burials. And we're blessed this Christmas cycle because a week from today, we actually get to complete it properly with the Feast of the Epiphany, which is a wonderful thing. And if you note in the windows, the kings have begun to make their journey to the manger. They shouldn't be there yet. They should be there by the six. They're taking their time and moseying along, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. On the fourth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me four calling birds. The four calling birds are reminders of the four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. These writers of the four books of the New Testament proclaim the testimony of Jesus' life and teaching. Like birds calling out with loud and distinctive voices, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John spread abroad the news of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. They call people to faith in Jesus as their Savior. On the fifth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me five golden rings. Everybody knows that. Gold rings were among the most valuable and treasured of all gifts. The five golden rings represent the first five books of the Old Testament: Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. These books were known to the Jews as the Torah, were treated with great reverence, and considered to be worth more than gold itself. In these books, Moses, the commonly accepted author, records the creation story and the beginning of the history of the people of Israel. On the sixth day of Christmas, today, my true love gave to me six geese a-laying. In many cultures, eggs symbolize new life. Six geese laying become a reminder of the 6 days of creation, when God, by his word, the effectual word, the word made flesh that we heard in the gospel this morning, brought forth life on earth. God spoke and filled the earth with plants, birds, animals, and people during the 6 days of creation, as found in chapter 1 in the book of Genesis. On the seventh day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 7 swans a-swimming. 7 swans symbolize the 7 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Just as baby swans grow and change from ugly ducklings into beautiful and graceful birds, so do God's children grow and change through the work of the Holy Spirit. The various gifts of the Holy Spirit are distributed for the benefit of the entire body of Christ. On the eighth day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 8 maids a-milking. The 8 milking maids represent 8 unique teachings of Jesus, sometimes called the Beatitudes. These words of Jesus from his Sermon on the Mount nurture and strengthen us, much as the way milk nourishes a child. On the 9th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 9 ladies dancing. The 9 ladies remind us of the 9 different fruits of the Spirit that are produced in the lives of God's children. Just as these ladies dance joyfully, so can every Christian rejoice over the life-changing fruit of the Holy Spirit. Gifts like love and joy and peace are worthy of great celebration. And the fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 lords a-leaping. Lords were men with authority to command people's obedience. 10 lords a-leaping symbolize God's basic 10 laws, otherwise known as the 10 commandments. On the 11th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 11 pipers piping. 11 pipers represent the 11 apostles who were chosen by Jesus and remained faithful to him. There were 12 before the betrayal and death of Judas. Like children joyfully following a piper, these disciples followed Jesus. They are also called others to follow him as well. They piped an everlasting tune of great joy, the salvation message of Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And finally, on the 12th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 12 drummers drumming. Just as drummers beat out a loud, steady rhythm for the marches to follow, So the Apostles' Creed sets forth the belief of those who call themselves Christians. The 12 drummers represent the 12 vital Christian beliefs as stated in the Apostles' Creed. And so, now you know the story behind the story. And what did Paul Harvey used to say? Now you know the rest of the story. And as we are in the midst of Christmastide, and we continue to celebrate both the birth and the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, we remember the gifts that he has bestowed upon his church and continues to bestow upon his church, that we may be witnesses to the gospel and celebrate that birth and share it in love, hope, faith, and charity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.